Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Matthew 22, 2-4. The kingdom of heaven has been set, and the invitation to the marriage has been sent. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 28, 19. The guests are summoned to the table of the feast. God has carefully prepared all things that we might come and feast. According to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue, 2 Peter 1:3. Christ, as a sacrifice for sin, has come and died. The blood has been shed whereby we can be forever redeemed. We, by his resurrection, have been set free from the slavery of sin, and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son, Colossians 1:13. Indeed, all things are ready. The feast only awaits the arrival of the invited guest. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, Hebrews 12:2. Now Jesus says, Come. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. John 10:9. Through Jesus we enter into the kingdom. By the invitation of Jesus we become citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. The invitation extended to everyone by the gospel bids the guest to come and feast. Will you not sit at the marriage table of the King's Son? God has sent forth his grace and extended his hand of love. God has given his Son in humiliation and death to set the table of the marriage feast. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:8. The dinner of salvation has been set, and God has sent forth his invitation for sinners to come and dine. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Hebrews 2, verse 10. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.